All right, it is time for the Sunrise Wellness Center report, ladies and gentlemen, with a great Dr. Ron Sinagra at sunrisewellnesscenterli.com. That's the website. Much of what we've discussed, you don't hear anywhere else. It'll be on the site, of course. He's been so instrumental all regarding the immune system, what you need to know there, and to get a free consultation with a good doctor here, 631-563-1444. Call during the business hours. And I know so many people who have seen this man continue to do so because they just don't get any satisfaction wherever they're at in a current situation. But they made the old switcheroo, and I got to tell you, they rave about him. I kid you not. 631-563-1444, the aforementioned Dr. Ron. Sir, good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm well. I am very well. We got a busy news cycle today, as you know, and my goodness, never a dull morning here, I'll tell you that much.
No, it's not. Hey, I got to say hello to a little patient of mine, Jay, little Harper. She's 3 years old, and she listens to the radio show on the way to school. And when she's in the
car
with her parents, she hears me on the radio, and she starts yelling, Dr. Ron, Dr. Ron. So, good morning, Harper. Be a good girl at school today. She's the sweetest little thing.
And let me echo those thoughts. Harper, great having you as a P1 listener to LI in the AM. How about that?
Oh, she's...
Have a great day in school. Have a great day in school, Harper.
Hey, Jay, I don't know about... I don't know if you got any response from last week's show, but at the office, I always get calls after a show, and some get a lot of calls and some don't. But we talked about the foods and you know, toxic foods and bad foods. A lot of people were really interested in that. So they called me and they asked me, you know, where can I find out more information? And every time I do a show, I usually leave something at the front desk for my staff. So if somebody calls, they can look into it. But, you know, lately I've just become so frustrated when I look at our society and what we're doing. I am inundated every single day with drug commercials on TV. And it's, you know, I want to break it down to a little basics. I mean, if I asked you, Jay, I said, Jay, what is the purpose of healthcare? If you had to define what is the goal and what is the purpose of healthcare, what would you say?
Well, I think it's changed. I think the real purpose of healthcare is to get the care that you need. Unfortunately, I think healthcare is all surrounding the product now. You know, every five seconds we are inundated as far as Jardiance, da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I mean, these jingles drive you nuts, but this is what it is. And you talk about it all the time.
It looks like they're 20, 30 pounds overweight. But I broke it down a little simpler. And tell me if you agree with this. The purpose of healthcare should be the restoration of health and normal physiology.
Yeah.
And if you look at it that, and everyone that hears that would go, well, that's silly. Of course that should be the goal of healthcare. Well, okay, if that's the goal of healthcare, and we look at our healthcare system, I mean, you remember, and in the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, medicine and science made so many promises. We're going to cure cancer. Yeah. You know, there were all these cures coming down the pipe. We're going to cure what ails human life. And I remember Time Magazine did an article, I believe it was Time or Newsweek, I'm not sure. It was a while back when there were actually magazines out. And the title of this article was, Where Are All the Cures? And it went on to explain that what we've done now is we don't even attempt to heal. We're just treating the effects of disease. And now treatment of disease and what the medical doctor does, my God, I wouldn't want to live without them. And medications have a very, very prominent role in taking care of people. But, you know, we got to understand that you're not going to get healthy by taking a medication. It's a symptom-relieving medication. So I'm watching this commercial for some dementia medicine. And, you know, for people that get agitated, and I don't want to say the name of the drug, but the first four side effects, Jay, were fatal. Swear to God, the first four side effects were fatal. And I'm, you know, I'm like, I go, has this what healthcare has come down to now? Is healthcare?
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that because, you know, when you see these commercials now, you know, you have to like say, what did I just hear? As far as these disclaimers, and you're right, a lot of them is, you know, possible death due to the taking of some of these meds. Now, listen, I'm not saying that you're not to take them because, you know, obviously they could have an effect of making you feel better. But this is what it's come down to now, the risks involved, and part of that is fatality. Go ahead.
Well, nobody wants you to suffer. I mean, that's obvious. Right. But the point is we don't even attempt to try to restore health. Now what healthcare has come is just the treatment of symptoms and malfunction. And that's why we spend the most and we have the worst health. I mean, we spend on healthcare. We spend more on healthcare than most countries' GDPs, except China. Think of over $4 trillion a year, and we're dead last in health. But I don't want to elaborate on that because I want to bring up another point. I take care of a lot of sick people at the Wellness Center, you know, from autoimmune disease to diabetes to neurodegenerative conditions, autism. Just really sick people. And I can tell you without a doubt that the one factor that is shared by all of them is poor diet. The diet plays a role in almost every single patient I see. And I don't. And we've done something very, very dangerous in this country. You know, there's an old saying, and I love it. We have a food industry that doesn't care about health. And we have a health industry that doesn't care about food. And we've altered the food supply so much that, but more than that, we've altered people's minds in a way that young people don't even know what real food is. And, you know, if you think Hot Pockets and a bagel and pizza are real food, they're not. And they don't have any nutrition, and it's all processed carbohydrates, simple grains, sugars. So, especially when I deal with autistic children. Now, that autistic children it opens up another parameter because they have a lot of issues with just eating foods. So I feel so bad for the parents because the children just won't eat. They eat very few things, two or three different foods, and they have a problem with textures, and they have a problem. It's a whole other world in trying to get autistic children to eat properly. But I can tell you that it definitely plays a massive role in how that disease progresses and how it affects the children. And also when dealing with chronically sick people, autoimmune patients, inflammatory patients, they have no idea. They're sitting there drinking a Coca-Cola, eating a bagel. I'm like, you're eating and drinking gasoline and your body's on fire. But no one ever told them. So I did. Everyone liked it last week. I put together another top 10 toxic food list, and I put together some good foods. And this is from Dr. Axe. I peruse the internet each week, and I try to come up with different things. And some things I come up from my own, and some things I borrow. Dr. Axe put together a real great top 10 list of toxic foods. So people don't know this, so we'll share it. Number one, vegetable oils. Now, it's ironic. We just talked about that last week. Soybean oil, canola oil, corn oil, they're very high in this thing that we talked about, omega-6 fatty acids, which results in serious inflammation and systemic inflammation, whole body inflammation. It raises cholesterol. It causes poor skin, weight issues. The biggest culprit of these vegetable oils or seed oils is salad dressings, and every bottle of salad dressing, if you look, it's canola oil, soybean oil. They're all GMOs. They're not healthy. So vegetable oils, I mean, we grew up on vegetable oil. I mean, I remember my dad made the salad dressing with it. They fried with it. You know, they thought it was good. They thought it was better than the other choices. It's not. And GMOs are a real problem. The number two is
wheat.
This is not your grandparents' wheat. It's certainly not the wheat of Jesus and his time. They hybridized the wheat. And what they did is they altered the wheat to withstand temperature changes, resist pestilence, insects, meaning that. For storage, you know, what the wheat has to go through in storage to make it less perishable for that. Well, the result is a wheat that is very, very hard to digest. When I was in Europe, I was in Italy, I ate the pasta in Italy, completely different feeling. If I eat a bowl of pasta here, I feel like bloated, I feel lethargic, I want to take a nap.
Yep.
Did not have that in Europe. It's a different type of wheat, more natural. And many of my patients have said that they noticed that too when they were in other countries. So wheat is also, you know, we use a lot of lobbies. Remember, milk does a body good, and, you know, it's whole grain. It's whole grain. Well, why do we think that? Because that's the wheat lobby and the grain lobby. Wheat is not a healthy food. It doesn't have a lot of nutrition, and it's highly inflammatory. Gluten is no good. Number three is soy. And soy, this is a shame because soy used to be a great food, but now over 90% of it is GMO. And the genetically modified organisms that that we created in the lab was to help the product last longer, grow more. It's purely for profit and production, not for health. And GMOs, you know, we've been on the planet about 250,000 years, and our evolutionary genetics are used to the food that's on planet Earth. Now all of a sudden we start throwing in GMOs, your immune system doesn't know what to do with a lot of it. And soy is terrible, and it's in a lot of baby formula. And it's a known hormone disruptor. Hormone disruptors bind to the certain receptor sites that affect estrogen and adrenal hormones. And it's very, 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 very bad for you to have hormone disruptors. And they put this in baby food and baby formula. And, you know, baby formula in a can is not good. I mean, if you're buying something in a can that's on a pallet next to motor oil at the Costco, that's not for human consumption. Believe it or not, goat milk is a good replacement for breast milk when there's times that women can't breastfeed, the babies don't latch, or they just can't do it. And the new one out, believe it or not, is donkey milk. It's the closest thing to human milk. I don't know where you get it, but they're realizing that they're looking at animal milks that are very close to human milk in fat, protein, and carbohydrate. So fermented non-GMO soy, like you get in Japan, it was a great food, but that's not what we get. So soy is out. Conventional dairy products. If you obtain organic grass-fed dairy, it's acceptable. But the average store-bought milk can have up to 21 medications in it. When I read that, I was like, are you kidding me? From antibiotics to growth hormones to estrogens, it's very inflammatory. It's mucus-producing. It causes gut and digestive issues. Store-bought milk, be very wary of that. Also remember, no mammal on the planet, once it leaves its mother's chest, touches milk. So the thing that's confusing is some people could drink it and have no problem. But if you're having digestive problems, if you're having inflammatory problems, if you have asthma in your children, or, you know,
what about, let me ask you a question. We got to move it along, Doc, too. What about almond milk? Is almond milk better for you or no?
Again, the almond milk, the oat milks, I guess they're better. I just don't know much about their production. A lot of times they add sugar to them. But, yeah, I would think they would probably be better than some of the dairies.
All right, give me number five. Go ahead.
Number five is corn. We ruined it. It's GMO. Corn. It's got no nutrition. Lose the corn. Number conventional store-bought meat, beef and pork. It's loaded with growth hormones. The pork has parasites. Grass-fed meat is where you want to go. It's
I got to tell you, you are a morning killer for me. you're knocking out everything that I kind of consume. Go ahead, though.
Well, factory farming is barbaric. It's inhumane. These animals get no sun, no movement. They live in cages. I think we have to expose factory farming. It's horrible. Number seven is white flour. It's basically sugar. It's highly processed. It's a simple grain. It spikes blood sugar. It's got no nutrition. Number eight is artificial sweeteners. If you're listening to me and you're using an artificial sweetener, stop it. Stop it now. It's a toxic chemical. There's a documentary out called Sweet Misery. Look up Sweet Misery, and when you read it, some of them are neurotoxins, saccharin, and some of these other ones, diet soda, Sweet and Low. It's not meant for human consumption. Stop that nonsense. That's crazy, the artificial sweeteners. And let me see, where are we here? I don't want to get lost.
That was eight. Two more.
Yeah, number nine is sugar. Plain sugar is toxic. It's not available in nature. It's certainly not in a primate's diet. Granulated sugar, it feeds the bad bacteria, spikes blood sugar, feeds candida. It's cancer's primary food source is sugar. You don't want to eat sugar. If you want to have it every once in a while as a pure treat, like a piece of chocolate, or yes, that's acceptable. But to have it in your diet, no good. Number 10 is tap water. Chlorine and fluoride, very toxic. They destroy the good bacteria. The combination of chlorine and fluoride destroy the probiotics in the gut, which are responsible for immune function, brain function, cardiovascular function. They mature your immune cells. What the good bacteria does is truly amazing. That's the probiotics, and tap water is brutal. So those were the top 10 from Dr. Axe, and I really liked them. I've got next week I'm going to bring in top 10 good foods. Also, I want to bring in the Dirty Dozen. Of the vegetables and fruits that we buy, there's a Dirty Dozen. There's a list of fruits and vegetables that contain the most pesticides. And glyphosate, Roundup, is a big problem. Pesticides are a problem. We have to try to eat organic. One of my professors had a great line. He said, look, if there was another Earth and everything was on the Earth except people, and they dropped you there, what would you eat? He goes, right? That's what you should think about. Things that are growing on the planet and, clean proteins and fish and all these different things. But if it comes in a box, it comes in a can, if it's got a list of ingredients that are 15 long, don't eat it. The diet is affecting us in such a way, and especially if you have a health condition, trust me, your diet is part of it. And you may not understand it, you may not know, so look for help. That's what we do. We help people understand, and we put them on the right diet based on their blood work, so we can actually see what you're allergic to, what your body's doing, what your inflammation is, and then we can say, look, this is the best diet for you. So there we go, Jay. There was our top 10 bad foods today. I hope everyone understands where we're trying to come with this. Health care should be about restoring health, health restoration, increasing normal physiology. Yes, treatment of symptoms, treatment of disease plays a role, but right now it's playing 98% of that role, and that's got to change.
Wow. And this is the reason why, folks, that people have such problems from a medical standpoint. This is why, we're dying young. This is why we have more cancer among the population. A lot of this is contributed with this type of stuff. Listen, can you say?
You know what it comes down to, and I'll leave it this, it's the quality of life that produces. Medicine is very good at keeping us alive. Going to a nursing home.
Right.
No, thank you. I don't want that. with quality of life now, and every decade we get older, now that I'm in my 60s, I mean, nothing is more important than the quality of life that we have. Material possessions mean nothing. Money means nothing if you can't enjoy this world. And that's what's happening now. We are living long, yes. Medicine will stop you from dying, but what is your quality of life? And that's where the diet and the food supply plays a massive role.
Yeah. And it takes, you know, it's all about discipline, too. I'll tell you that much. You know, stop going to the corner McDonald's and Taco Bell's and everything else out there. That's
well,
what's,
the first
that's what's killing us.
Hey,
you go to the grocery store. I mean, we're buying the milk. We're buying the bread, you know, the wheat. We're buying the canola oil. We're buying it. We're buying the flour. We're buying the sweeteners. You know, and as far as the tap water,
take it out of your filtered refrigerator.
I mean, that's really your best bet, you know. But listen, this is why we have you on, because this is not discussed anywhere else. You don't hear it.
Well, I think it's important, especially if you're having a health issue, you have to inspect your diet. So, Jay, I had a lot of fun this morning. Nice show.
It was a great show, great segment as always. Sunrise Wellness Center, LI.com, website, invaluable, everything discussed on there. And let's not forget to get a consultation with Dr. Sinagra at 631-563-1444. Well done. Looking forward to next week and at least some foods that you think are good for you. Want to hear that list? Can't thank you enough, pal.
Yeah, I'll bring some good news next week. Jay, have a great week.
Appreciate it all, buddy.
It's going to be a rough ride the next couple of months, pal.
You ain't kidding. You stay well.
Talk to you next Tuesday. Bye-bye now.
You got it.